You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The top diplomats of Russia and the U.S. are meeting today in Geneva amid fears of war in Ukraine. This given Russian troop movements near Ukraine's border in recent weeks. The U.S. and Europe are warning Moscow of severe sanctions if there were to be an invasion or other hostilities, and lifelines of energy linking Russia to Western Europe could be brought to bear, especially natural gas. The Economist magazine's Russia and Eastern European editor Arkady Ostrovsky joins us from London now. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
Let's talk about international pressure points in terms of energy supply lines. People need to know that key parts of Europe already get a lot of their natural gas from Russia.
That's right. It's been a problem for a very long time. I mean, since the days of the Cold War, Russia and before that the Soviet Union were the major suppliers of natural gas to Europe. You know, Russia exports between 40 to 50% to the whole of Europe. Germany is particularly vulnerable. It gets up to 75% of its natural gas through Russia. And that gas, of course, still goes largely through the territory of Ukraine. And Russia has been constructing, has now completed, a pipeline that bypasses Ukraine over the Baltic Sea and goes straight to Germany. That's the contentious Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And so the fear is that in case of a military conflict, Russia might actually cut off its supplies of gas.
But, you know, two can play at that, right? Germany, I think, is keeping open the possibility now that depending on what Russia does, Germany might support stopping that Nord Stream 2 project, which would make it harder for Russia to make money selling its gas.
Correct. You know, it's not just Germany that is dependent on Russian gas. Russia is also dependent on the sale of that gas to Europe. Russia is making plans and is building pipeline capacity to export it to China, but that will take quite some time, possibly 10 years, before Russia can actually substitute Europe for China as a sort of the main market. For now, Europe remains Russia's biggest market. Russia cannot just store this gas, or not all of it anyway, so it does need to export it, and it needs the revenue. Just to remind you that even at the height of the Cold War, gas supplies were not interrupted. The fact that Putin has now made it sort of a issue dragged into conflict is actually quite new.
And Arkady, I assume before we go, you're paying a lot of attention to all the headlines coming off your phone and your screen?
Yes, it has been an extraordinary few weeks and months, actually, since Russia's build-up. The truth is, nobody really knows what Vladimir Putin is going to do, whether this is a genuine preparation for war. From where I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it from the point of view of reporting on Russian domestic politics, the logic from the Kremlin's point of view of attacking Ukraine now is far from obvious to me. That is not to say that it will not happen, but if it were to happen, it would be quite irrational and extremely damaging to Russia's interests and to the interests of the Kremlin itself, which is what makes this story so hard to decipher.
Arkady Ostrovsky is The Economist magazine's Russia and Eastern European editor. He used to be the magazine's Moscow bureau chief. Mr. Ostrovsky, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.